Holy Week, Day 1, Lazarus Saturday. The Lenten season is over, and now begins the holiest of all journeys, the holiest of all days, as we prepare to greet the empty tomb that is Easter Sunday. And this preparation is an actual walk with Christ, walking with him as he enters the holy city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, through his passion, through his crucifixion, even his burial, and ultimately finding ourselves at the resurrection as a witness to that resurrection in history and in our lives today. Welcome to Holy Week. The first day of Holy Week is called Lazarus Saturday. The story comes to us from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 11, where we read that Jesus' close friend Lazarus had passed away. At one point, Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, turn to Jesus and say, "If you had been here, our brother would not have died," acknowledging Jesus' lordship, acknowledging Jesus' power, even over death. Jesus turns to them and says, "Your brother will rise again." Martha says to Jesus, "I know he will rise in the resurrection of the last day." And Jesus says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." And turns to her and says, "Do you believe this?" Now Lazarus' body had been placed in the grave. He had been in the grave for 4 days. And Jesus goes there and orders the stone of the grave to be removed and says, "Lazarus, come forth." And everyone, from the sisters to the friends, and even Lazarus, witnessed the miracle of miracles as Jesus brought Lazarus back from the grave, showing his authority even over death. I invite you to read the entire story of Lazarus' resurrection. Again, it is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 11. For today, I'd like to focus on the words that Jesus speaks to his sisters. He asks, "Do you believe this?" Because it is the same question that he asks of us. We can recognize Jesus at many levels. We can even proclaim his lordship. We can call him the Son of God. The question that he asks to the sisters, he asks now of us. Do you believe this? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? Do you believe that I am love incarnate? If you believe that, then you must believe that love is the resurrection and the life. You must believe that it is love that prevents any of us from dying. That love is the one factor that allows us to live forever. As we begin this Holy Week, the first question we ask ourselves is the question Jesus asks each and every one of us. Do you believe this? The road in front of us is a tough one. We're going to go all the way to the cross and then to the tomb. You need to have that basic belief that Jesus is Lord and Savior, and therefore love is the one thing that outlasts everything else. Love is the one thing that cannot be killed. Love is the one thing that is the resurrection and the life, and therefore is in control of that life. It's only with this commitment and with this confession on our part that the rest of the week will make any sense. That the rest of the week will rise from the pages of history and become a living testament to what faith means today in our lives. How that faith will actually allow us to be participants in the resurrection. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in this Holy Week journey. Until then, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, podcasts, and broadcasts to help you through your spiritual travels throughout life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.